Does God love you just because he has to? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Sometimes we all need a reminder that God loves you, like you specifically, not just part of a group or as part of the whole human race. God made you, and he loves you for who you are, not because he's like obligated to. Let's talk more about that in today's Devo, Loved by Hannah Howe. One of the things that bothered me about God while I was growing up was that I thought he loved me because he had to. I learned that God loved the whole world, John 3:16, but I didn't think he really loved me personally. I thought he just loved me because I was part of the world. And honestly, I thought the main reason God saved me was so that he could save other people through me. Thankfully, God has been slowly breaking down the slide that says he doesn't really love me for me. Over the years, he has provided different mentors who I've been able to honestly share my struggles with. Through these people loving me, praying with me, and pointing me to scripture, I've learned that I can share my struggles, including all the messy questions and anger and shame and sorrow, with Jesus. And I've discovered that he really does love me. He'd love me even if I was in a permanent coma and couldn't do one single thing for him. He saved me not because he wants me to do anything for him, but because he delights in me and longs for me to be with him. So now, when I look at the cross, I see Jesus' love for me. He wanted to be with me so badly that the cross was worth it to him. And through his resurrection, he frees me from every lie of the devil that accuses God of not being loving and accuses me of not being lovable. It's easier to spot these lies and to know that they're not true. But even when they feel true, I can bring them to Jesus and ask him to remind me, or perhaps show me in a new way, that his love for me really is better than I could hope. Sometimes I can do this on my own. Other times I need a Christian friend or mentor to remind me of Jesus' promises and to pray with me and help me process what I'm feeling, thinking, maybe even believing. But every time, Jesus meets me with tender compassion, life-giving truth, and always love. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. When do you struggle to believe that God loves you for you? Consider spending some time in prayer, asking God to help you know his love for you in a deeper way. Read more about that in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. And who are trusted Christians in your life you can be honest with about your struggles? People who will listen well, pray with you, and point you to scriptures where Jesus promises to love you, forgive you, give you grace, and always keep you and be with you. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 18, verse 19, he brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. And see for yourself what God says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 9, and chapter 3, verses 12 through 21, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and don't forget about one of our other resources, our collection of short reading plans. Each one is a concise deep dive into a particular topic, like why the four Gospels tell four slightly different stories about the life of Jesus. Find the reading plans in the Unlocked app. Just scroll down until you find the reading plan section. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Even when your mom or dad hurts you deeply, you can still trust God the Father to love you perfectly. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.